Hello and welcome to the Millennial Girl Boss podcast. My name's Chantel and I'm a Millennial Girl Boss, and I turn my dream of running my own location independent business into a reality. I quit my job to make money online and I'm here to teach millennials how to do the same. On this podcast, I talk about everything to do with mindset, productivity, and online business. So you're in the right place if you're looking for those things. So today's subject is all about how to quit your job and still make money. And if you're looking for that answer, this is the place to be, because I actually was in that position not too long ago, and it was the best decision that I ever made in my entire life. So one of the biggest problems about quitting your job to start a new venture is that you don't have any money. And I was in the same situation. I used to be in a 0-hour contract job, which meant that I didn't really earn as much as I needed to earn. And it also meant that I didn't know how much money I was earning from month to month. So I was in a really difficult situation. So the first step was actually starting my side hustle. I decided to start my side hustle whilst I was still working because I wanted to see if it was actually something I could do, if I could actually do my own business. And I also wanted to earn extra money. As I was working a 0-hour contract job on minimum wage, it was really difficult for me to build up the funds that I needed just from my job alone. So by having that side income, it allowed me to build my skills. And at the same time as building my skills, I was able to build up clientele and have them ready for when I was ready to quit my job. So I started to go straight into freelancing. I think that's the best and the easiest way to get started when you're an absolute beginner, because freelancing, it's very simple. You do the work and you can just get started. It's a little bit different from creating sales funnels and creating online courses. These are great, fantastic ways to earn an online income, but I think freelancing is really simple, really easy, and it's one of the best ways that you could get started right now, and you can do it today. So that's what I started doing. I started doing freelancing and I was earning from my income from my job. So that meant that I could save the two together and save up the money. I would say save. If you're in a position where you haven't got any money at the moment, you need to save if you want to quit your job and eventually work for yourself. So get clear on the kind of business you want to start. Try and look at the skills you had. Where I was kind of working, I didn't have any digital skills or any kind of online skills to begin with. I had skills from my hobbies, but my actual job was actually a sales assistant in a store. So it was completely different. It wasn't even a 9-to-5. It was more like 12 hours a day. And I was working random hours from 10 till 8 o'clock at night. Or sometimes I would be working from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. at night, because that was the hours that I was given. So it was really difficult to work around that. So if you're doing different long hours, then you really need to be productive with your time and allocate at least 1 or 2 hours to working on your side hustle or your business online. And you can allocate just a few hours per week and just dedicate those hours to doing that. And that's really important to getting started, because you really want to make sure that you have a solid foundation for when you build up to quitting your job later on. So that's what I did. It's really good to have a website. If you don't, it's not the end of the world, but you can have a website. I started on Fiverr. It was really good. You could also have a website or a blog, so you can use Bluehost. I used Bookmark to set up my website. That is really easy because it's got AI built in. So that means that because the AI is built in, it builds up everything for you. You don't need to do any code or anything like that. It's all done for you, which is what I like. I like it's a done for you service. I'll leave the link in the description to Bookmark if you're looking for how to set up your own website. And they also have free online courses on Bookmark for people who just choose to use them. So as a service, if you choose to use them, they try to go the extra mile to help you so that you can succeed. Another thing you could also think about doing is digital downloads later on, or even while you're building your side hustle, you could do digital downloads. That's kind of hard to say. Digital downloads. It was like a tongue twister. You could do ebooks, photography, graphics, nutrition plans. You know, you could do diet books, recipes, digital tutorials. They are the best product for passive income. I was looking into passive income whilst I was working my full-time job. The reason why I was looking at passive income was because I needed to utilize my time the best way possible. So I couldn't be working too many hours as a freelancer. I needed to make money from passive income as well. And I made a little bit of money from selling my own online courses as well, which is really good because it helped me to earn extra money for that little pot, that saving fund, so that I could quit my job. And I would really say is that you need to have at least 6 months to a year's living expenses that you can just kick back and relax, and you are not worried about whether or not you're going to make your bills or anything, because I knew that I had that saving fund. I was so happy, and I saved it really fast because I was just making sure not to overspend. I was making sure just to allocate certain amounts of my salary and also all of my side hustle money into that pot. I wasn't going out and spending off my side hustle money and going, woo, I'm going to party. No, when you are doing this, you need to make sure that you are saving and you're being diligent about it. If you have set this as a goal, you want to quit your job and just say, okay, I want to quit my job in 6 months. I want to quit my job in 7 months, and just create a plan. I know it might be unbearable right now if you really hate the job that you're in right now, but you need to stick it out and not just be like, oh, I quit, and then not have a backup plan. And then you have to take a step back looking for another job. So you don't want to do that. What's the best thing for you to do right now is for you to stay in the job that you currently have, work there for 6 months to a year, and make sure that you save up to the amount that you need. And by doing your side hustle as well, you have the extra money that you need to save it up much quicker than what you would be able to do normally. And I think I was able to save everything up in about 6 months. So that was my goal. My goal was 6 months. In 6 months, I had actually saved up more than my goal amount, which was really good for me. So I decided that I wanted to save up 6 months living expenses for me. I thought that was okay because I had a steady flow of customers from my freelance clients. So I felt safe with that. Maybe if you haven't got such a steady income coming in, you might want to save up for 12 months living expenses, and you want to make sure that you have that security and that to fall back on. So I really think that's so important. But coming back to the digital products, they are amazing. You need to get onto the digital downloads. You can sell them on Etsy. You could also use Sellify. Sellify is a platform where you can sell your digital downloads. You don't need to have your own website. You can plug it into your website, or you could just sell directly from Sellify. I'll leave the link in the description for that as well. You can make massive income from that depending on what kind of audience you have. You need to build up an online audience, make sure that you have a group of people who are interested in what you're selling. I had sort of like a really niche market. So I do fashion. I really like sewing and designing. So I created a fashion sewing course, and I also designed some illustrations so that people could follow along and learn how to do fashion illustrations. So that was really niche, and I had an audience for that. So that was really simple for me to sell that to my audience because they were already interested in that topic. So don't worry about if your topic is really niche. There's lots of different ways. You can also use Skillshare. I love using Skillshare because you can be opened up to a wider audience that you wouldn't even have thought about being opened up to. There's also Udemy as well, which I've heard lots of people have had great success. Personally, I've had better success with Skillshare rather than Udemy, but I have made a bit of money off of Udemy as well. So I've had lots of little pieces of passive income coming in whilst I was working my full-time job, selling my digital products and my online courses, as well as doing the freelancing. And that was how I was able to save up really fast to get out of the situation that I was in, because I wasn't really enjoying the job that I was in currently. And you could also try print on demand as well. So you could do a print on demand products. There's Redbubble, Society 6 as well. That's good if you're an artist. I dabbled in that a bit, but I didn't really focus on that so much. I looked into it, but I didn't really sell a lot on there. To be honest, I was really focusing on freelancing. Freelancing and digital products were my main jam, and that was what I focused on. So the last thing I want to come to in this whole entire podcast is overcoming the fear and the mental blocks. So a lot of the things that we suffer from is mental blocks, is our mindset. It's our mindset telling us that we can't do something when we actually have the capability of doing it. We can do it. We can quit our jobs and we can set ourselves up. We can be self-sufficient. And it's that negative talk of thinking, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to afford to have food money. I'm not going to be able to afford to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm really scared. And it's that fear of unknown. It's the fear that holds you back and really keeps you down. And that's something that I really suffered with a lot. I was always afraid. And once you break away from that mindset and get away from that block, and you really believe in yourself and you really believe in your success, then that's when you can start believing in what you can truly do. And when you believe in what you can do, that is so important, because you can do anything. I got out of that mental block by just trying to reprogram the way I thought about money and trying to reprogram the way I was thinking about my fears. And that helped me so much. So I would really tell you to write down all the fears you have about leaving your job, because maybe you are actually ready to leave your job right now. Maybe you have everything saved up already. I was in the spot where I had all of the money saved up, but I was still afraid to quit my job. I thought, oh, maybe I'll stay here another year, or maybe I'll stay here another 2 years, and then maybe I'll have enough money when I've saved up 2 years' expenses. And the thing is no, sometimes you need to jump headfirst into it. Now, I'm not telling you to jump headfirst without a plan, but jump headfirst and kick fear in the butt. Tell fear to get out of here, and you're going to do what you need to do to be successful. Because you can't just let fear hold you back. You can't let negative mindsets hold you back, because it's all in here. It's up here. Once you get inside of here, you know everything that you need to do. You know that you are capable of achieving your dreams. You will know you are capable of achieving your passions. And that is so, 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 so important, is the belief that you can actually do it. It's all in the mindset. So if you are struggling with quitting your job and not knowing what steps to take first, if you're an absolute beginner, I have a no BS guide to quitting your day job, and you can get it for free on my website. Just click on the link in the description. I will have the link and you can download that and you can work through that, and that will really help you to get to the next level in your journey. So thank you for watching. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I have enjoyed talking to you all, and I'll see you next week with more things to do with productivity, mindset, and online businesses. So bye, everyone.